Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, author, contributor, and also independent insurance broker. Today, we're going to be going over all things Social Security and Medicare, two big topics we could spend literally days talking about, but we're going to condense it into about 22 minutes. So we're going to hit some of the main points with Social Security in the first segment as I get into that. Just, you know, basically, how do I take my Social Security? When should I take it? That's the most critical piece, and a lot of folks have questions there. And, you know, a lot of the factors that involve around that, it's a lot of complexities, and it's going to be different for every person. And as we get into the second segment, we'll go into Medicare, the main structure of Medicare, how it works, what it costs, when do you get to take Medicare, everything about it, the plans that are available, everything and more. So stay tuned for that second segment. It'll be great. I am a little froggy today, so a little under the weather, but just bear with me. I might sound a little froggy out there. But again, my name is Justin Colvin. Medicare Help Desk is my website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. My primary emphasis is helping seniors with choosing the proper Medicare plan. So a lot of the topics we're going to discuss are going to be about the golden age of retirement, Social Security, Medicare, prescription plans, and a lot of the other little nuances around that. It's just very common questions that come up. But typically, I'm helping a lot of my clients with reducing their premiums, helping them evaluate different plans, find the right plan, enrollment, questions, prescription drug costs, and many, many, many other areas. So if you need help, certainly give me a call. You can, if you have questions about the content from today's show, certainly call in 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. Justin at the Medicare Help Desk. You can also text that number. So let's just jump right into it. The first segment will be Social Security. So this is a big topic. Okay, so a lot of folks that are getting ready to retire are deciding, when do I take this valuable benefit? I mean, you've paid into it your entire life, okay, through the payroll tax system, and now it's the time to actually collect. So it's an exciting time for many, but it's also a little bit intimidating as far as when they should take it. That's probably the biggest question, is when do I do it? Well, we can start with when you can and when the latest is that you can. And right now, the way it's set up, 62 is the earliest, okay, that you can take your own. We're talking about your own benefits here, not retiree, widower benefits or things like that. Just based on your own primary work earnings, okay, 62 is the earliest. Now, should you take it that soon? I would say no, but everybody's situation is different. And there's a lot of factors at play here with this. It really depends on each person. There's a lot of questions you have to ask yourself. You know, how long are you going to plan on working? You know, a lot of people love their job. They may enjoy what they're doing. They make good income. They may want to continue working. They're not going to take Social Security right away. They're going to delay it. And there's some things, there's some benefits, obviously, to delay it, as many of you probably know. But that's one factor. You know, are you single or are you married? Is your spouse going to be taking Social Security? Are they working full-time? You know, what are your expectations in retirement? Do you plan on traveling and enjoying yourself, spending quite a bit of money, just enjoying a nice lifestyle? Or is it going to be a little bit different? Are you going to still work, you know, through retirement part-time? There's so many things that you have to look at. Other sources of income, you know, pension, 401k distributions, maybe you have rental income. There's a lot of things at play. And so for most people, what I would recommend doing is just doing some quick Google searches, also setting up a consultation with Social Security. They can help you evaluate a lot of these variables to determine what is the best time for you. And for many people, it will vary. But essentially, you have from age 62 to 70. That is the range, 62 being the earliest, 70 being the latest. Most people, the majority of my clients, when they take their Social Security benefits, it's typically the normal retirement age. It's referred to as SSNRA, which just stands for Social Security Normal Retirement Age, or your full retirement. And for a lot of baby boomers today, that age is typically between age 66 and 67. Meaning if you wait till then, if you have delayed gratification, you know, you can take it as early as 62, but what happens is they're going to pay you a lot less. I think it's 20 to 30% less than what your normal benefit would be. So there is a sacrifice for taking it early. Now, of course, you're getting paid the benefit earlier, so you may get a longer duration. And so there's a lot of things, again, as we were talking about, that have that kind of come into this equation as far as like life expectancies. We're living longer than we ever have as a society in most of the developed world. So a lot of people, I think, don't estimate or don't anticipate how much longer they're going to need that income. So I would recommend, if it's feasible, if it's possible, try to delay it at least to normal retirement age, and that will vary depending on your birth year. But typically it's between 66 and 67. If you're able to wait until age 70, okay, then you get over 100. It's like 130% of your benefit. It's a huge increase. So if you look at between taking it at 62 versus waiting to age 70, yes, it's 8 years, and you don't know how long you're going to live. So there's like a lot of variables and a lot of unknowns, and it's you're trying to make the most educated guess possible for you and your spouse and what your expectations and what your goals are. But if at all possible, if you can wait till age 70, it's even a bigger benefit. And so I've had some clients do that. Most, though, typically do take it at the full retirement age, 66 to 67. So that kind of gives you a little bit of some things to consider there with that. The best way to talk to Social Security, they have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-772-1213. Typically, when you call in, you'll get routed to maybe a local rep based on your zip code or a local Social Security office. And that's where they can do a consultation. Now, with COVID, not sure how that's all going to flesh its way out because a lot of the offices are closed or they have limited hours. But nonetheless, definitely try to speak with a representative. If you're tuning in with us now, right now, this is Justin Colvin. I'm with the Medicare Help Desk, and this is the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. So today we're going over Social Security and Medicare, two big areas that a lot of seniors are concerned about, particularly for those that are new to the program or age 64, 64 and a half. So a lot of this material is designed for those that are not quite ready for Medicare and Social Security, but are anticipating it in the very near future. So it's just some helpful tips and gives you a little bit of structure around each benefit, how they work. And so this first segment, we're really devoted to Social Security. So as I was mentioning, try to schedule a consultation, you know, with a local Social Security rep. They really will be able to give you a lot of insight. They do this all day, every day with a lot of other beneficiaries. So they can kind of help you weigh the variables, talk you through different scenarios. And they'll run different mathematical calculations and scenarios based on, you know, what if I take it at 62? What if I do it at 66, normal retirement age, or 67? Or what if I wait till 70 and looking at potential life expectancies and payouts? Like, again, there's a lot to this, and there's a lot of factors you have to consider. And each person has their own different situation. But the biggest things I would consider is other income sources. That's huge, okay? How long do you plan on working? A lot of folks like what they're doing. They may be in a position where they make really good income. They don't need Social Security. It's not a big deal for them. Others may need it more. It may be more critical, so maybe they take it earlier. So just things to consider as you're looking at this. I will say this, another plug for why you should wait as long as feasible. Each year that you wait, on average, Social Security, if you delay it each year, it's about an 8% increase in the benefit, okay? So COLA, which is the cost of living adjustment, for many of you seniors that are already on Social Security, you know how it works. Each year you get this designated COLA increase or cost of living adjustment, supposedly deemed to inflation, but we all know inflation is running a lot hotter than what we're told in the media. I think the last year, I have an article that I'm referencing here from Kiplinger's, and they said on average it's 1-2% for the cost of living adjustment. So that's pretty small. And we could say inflation is probably at least 3-4%, if not higher. So does it pay to wait? Yes, this is like a guaranteed return. Every year you can wait and delay that benefit. It's an 8% increase in the benefit payout. Well, that's certainly more than the cost of living you're going to get if you're already on Social Security. So one other thing I want to cover before we kind of take a break here and dig into Medicare in the next segment is that you do have an option for a do-over or a mulligan if you play golf out there. So essentially, if you've taken Social Security and you think you made a mistake, maybe you took it too early and you feel like you want to wait and delay that, you have a chance to redo that, but you have to do it fairly quickly within the first 12 months of filing. And then also, you may be required to pay back all the monies you've received from Social Security during that segment. But if you think it's the right play, again, call Social Security, talk to them. They have the ability to just basically withdraw your benefit application, which you've, and all the money you've received, you'll have to pay back. However, that may be critical for you because you might be able to delay it and get a higher benefit. Might be paying out better for you to do that. Again, something to consider, just something to give some thought. So hopefully this has been helpful. We're going to take a break here, pay some bills. Stay tuned. We're going to get into Medicare, our second section, and go over the main concepts of Medicare, what it costs, what it covers, how to get it, everything you want to know, all those questions and more. Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, discussing all things Social Security and Medicare today. So if you have questions, I'm sure they're coming up. Just give me a call, 850-632-0033. Again, that's Justin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show, 850-632-0033. You can find us online at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So today, we are discussing a deep dive as much as we can in the time we're allotted on Social Security and Medicare. The first segment was devoted to Social Security and taking the benefit, when you should take it, how do you elect it, all the variables in play. This section is going to be devoted to just to Medicare itself, okay? And this is where I really help a lot of clients, but Social Security is certainly a big topic that is discussed just because they kind of work hand in hand. They are two distinct programs, but they do work together, okay? And so when you take Medicare, typically the premium that you're going to take out to cover your Medicare premium for your Part B is taken from Social Security. Now, you can elect to pay it other ways, but that's the primary way it's deducted, is from your Social Security check. So these things are talked about conversely together. It's all one big kind of hot button for a lot of retirees. So Medicare itself, just a brief overview, it's been around for a long time. It started back in 1966. So long time that this program has been in existence. Initially, when it was started, like a lot of government programs, there was no cost for the A or the B. Part A is still free today, but back then there was no premium. You just paid into it via your payroll taxes, just through working, the taxes you paid in for FICA, that portion that the for Medicare and Social Security was paid, and so you didn't ever have to pay a premium for Part B. Of course, as healthcare costs have risen dramatically over decades, Part B has slowly increased. It started to have a premium, and it just slowly increased each year. And CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare, they're the ones that basically dictate what this premium is going to be each year. Presently today, in 2021, the Part B as in boy Medicare premium is $148.50. Okay, so that's what you pay each month. If you're on Medicare or thinking about taking Medicare, that's the cost associated with the Medicare program. Now, the Part A benefit, you get that at age 65 typically. That's just kind of automatic. That part is free. There's no cost for that. That's the hospital portion. So I'll kind of break down briefly what these benefits are. Medicare Part A, you don't use it a whole very often. At least hopefully you don't. Part A is essentially the hospital admission benefit. So if you're, God forbid, in a hospital overnight, hospice care, so which is like end-of-life care, and home health care. So think of like a setting, and that is what Part A does, and that's the benefit around that. And so there's no cost presently for that. Then the other portion, which I was talking about earlier, Part B, that's the critical point. That's the part that really drives your Medicare enrollment. And so for a lot of people, they're trying to determine, when should I take Medicare? Well, the earliest you can take it, barring that you don't have kidney failure or Lou Gehrig's disease or a disability, some very just kind of rare conditions, most people get Medicare at age 65. That's when you can first take it, barring those other scenarios. And so does it mean you should take it at 65? You could. It's an option, but it pays to look at this. And this is something you can call Medicare, which is just 1-800-MEDICARE. They're open 24/7. They do not close. So that's just a permanent phone number to call. The full number is 1-800 633-4227. And then the website is just medicare.gov. Very simple. So medicare.gov. And certainly you can give me a call. I'm happy to help with questions about the timing. I help a lot of clients with this portion. Social Security, not as much because there's other factors at play. And it's a little bit more complicated, a little more messy topic. But certainly with Medicare, I can definitely help you with as far as when you should take this benefit. My number again is 850-632-0033. Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk. Text me with any questions or give me a call. So with Part B, essentially, a lot of things are going to depend on when you should take this. For many people, they're working, and they're working even longer than anticipated, especially if they haven't saved for retirement or maybe they want to contribute more to catch up, to get to where they want to be retirement-wise. They may not retire at 65, okay? They may go till 66 or 67. And this actually piggybacks on our first topic in the first segment, which is Social Security. So what a lot of seniors, a lot of my clients will do is they're going to take their Social Security at their normal retirement age, which in most cases is between the ages of 66 and 67 today. And so that means they're going to be working somewhere, or their spouse is working somewhere where they already have employer health insurance coverage. They don't need Medicare. They don't need it because they've got coverage credible through another source, through some employer. And so for those folks, it kind of works hand in hand. They're going to take their Medicare when they retire, and they're going to take their Social Security when they retire. So really retirement is the main trigger here. And so let's walk through someone, say they're turning 65, but their normal retirement age based on their date of birth is 67. Well, in most situations, they're probably going to work till 67, take their Social Security, retire, have a nice retirement party, and then take their Medicare benefit. And at that point, the Part B would begin. Part B always starts on the first of the month. So let's just say it starts June 1st. Let's take a hypothetical John Smith retiring this summer. He would start his Part B June 1st. He'd start paying $148.50 every single month for this Part B benefit. Typically, they take it out of your Social Security check. Well, he's already retired, or he's planning to retire, so boom, he's going to have Social Security. So it's perfect. They could just take that money right out of there. So the two programs do work a lot together. Part B is great. It pays 80% of all your medical bills. So it doesn't pay at all. Medicare was never designed to pay all the health care costs, but it does pay the majority. This is true, okay? But the nice thing about Medicare is one of the best health care plans in the country today. You can talk to many seniors, they'll tell you the same thing. You know, Medicare has the most exhaustive network. You don't have an HMO network. It's not a PPO. It doesn't work like that. It's very different than what you're accustomed to. So the majority of physicians and hospitals today, like well over 97%, all take original Medicare. So you have a very broad network. You don't have to have referrals to see a specialist or anything like that. You can just go see whatever provider you want. It just doesn't cover all the bills. And so a lot of folks will get a supplement plan or a prescription drug plan, some other additional coverage to complement their Medicare A and B. That's where I can come in. I help a lot of my clients with that as they're getting onboarded into Medicare. I help facilitate the process, getting them set up, and then we choose the appropriate supplemental and prescription coverage, perhaps dental and vision, to augment Medicare A and B. Because again, Medicare doesn't cover all the bills. But the 80% is paid, then that 20%, if you don't have any other coverage, is your responsibility for all the other costs. So that could be a lot of money. That could be a huge hole, huge out of pocket. So most clients are going to get some kind of supplemental. And those are other plans like Cigna, Aetna, Mutual of Omaha, Blue Cross, United Healthcare. There's a lot of competition, but there's a lot of plans you can look at. I could certainly help you with evaluating those options. As far as Medicare, the other parts that a lot of people ask about is Part C and Part D. And I think I'm going to reserve that maybe for another show because it's a whole other area. But just briefly, we'll cover those. C of Medicare is a fairly new program that kind of came out about 20 years ago, and it's Medicare Advantage. And so it's not really part of the original Medicare program. That's just A and B. A and B is what started back in the mid-60s. C and D have been expansions of the Medicare system. So the Part C is what's called Medicare Advantage, and they essentially replace original Medicare. So you still have to have original Medicare A and B, okay? But then you're given the option of choosing a privatized Medicare plan, such as a Humana HMO, a Aetna PPO, United Healthcare PPO. But these plans typically come in an HMO or a PPO format, and they just replaced Medicare with a different structure. You just get your Medicare benefits from this private health insurance company. Now, there are some restrictions and some rules and some networks. That's part of it. But for in return for that, they add a lot of additional value, like dental, vision, hearing, prescription drug coverage, gym membership, teledoc, chiropractic, you know, et cetera. There's a lot of additional perks. And they typically have no additional premium. Now, you still pay your Part B premium. They just don't have any additional premium. But I'll spend some more time in a further show. I think I'll do an entire show just on Medicare Advantage, because that is a huge hot button, particularly here in Florida. We're land of Medicare Advantage plans, because we have so many seniors, you know, in our state, especially here in Tallahassee. It's a huge retirement state. So Advantage plans shine very well here. Then you have the Part D, which is another segment of Medicare, and that's just prescription drug coverage. So that's easy to remember. D, drugs, you know, prescription drug coverage. And that's just a standalone drug policy. Typically, they're very minimal, you know, $15 to $30 a month, and it just covers those prescription costs. So that kind of gives you a little bit of just a high-level overview of Medicare again. We'll probably do another show as well, just digging in a little bit further into Medicare and the mechanics of it. But that just gives you the basics. I'm sure you're going to have more questions regarding this. Certainly give me a call. I'm available for consultations. We can do it by text or email or just a phone call conversation, a Zoom. My number again, 850-632-0033. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. You can find me online at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Hopefully you've enjoyed our show and gained a couple of new tips and some information on Medicare and Social Security. If you have questions, give us a buzz. We'll see you next week.